Well, folks, that was quite a couple of days we just had. And thanks for the new subscribers. Again, the channel grew by about, I don't know, 500 people overnight, and that's super cool. Obviously, the news is pumping. And after the Andretti news, which we did a video on, and we've got more in store, the obvious story is, I'm calling it the story of the century for Formula One, you know, the last 23 years. I don't remember such a monumentous move by such a huge driver. And I don't want to get onto that right now. I want to give Jad the stage, because he's got the facts. And I've got to tell you that from the minute the story broke, he was on it. And so no one better to tell us exactly what happened and where it stands. Jad?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Well, yeah, it was an interesting day. The news broke early morning that reports saying that Lewis is going to move from Mercedes to Ferrari. The long-awaited move, maybe, in the Formula One society. And yeah, everyone was adamant. Sky Sports, BBC, they were adamant it's going to happen. It was just not another clickbait, let's say. It was the real deal. And yeah, indeed, late in the evening, Mercedes issued their statement that Lewis will be leaving them by the end of 2024. And Ferrari soon after issued a one-line statement welcoming Lewis to the team. So the facts are plain and simple. Lewis in 2024 is going to be his final season with Mercedes, the final year he's going to be associated with Mercedes as a brand. And he will be switching to Ferrari in 2025. Sainz is clearly out of a seat after 2024. Yeah, so lots of interesting stuff to be looking forward to.
I think we dealt with a lot of that stuff in the previous video. And I think you mentioned the thing that really interests me, and that's what happens to Sainz now. Look, there's options for him, there's no doubt, in terms of where he might be going. Because Audi has always been a rumor. It was an interesting one, because they announced Leclerc last week. So Leclerc must have known, because the artwork's there. There's artworks with Lewis and stuff. So there must have been some kind of agreement with Mercedes. But what I don't understand is, why now? I mean, surely they could have left it until mid-season. Why do you think they made this call to release this information 1 year ahead of Lewis moving?
That's a major question that we need to find an answer to. It's going to be a very awkward 2024 for both Sainz and Lewis. If you see from the press releases yesterday, Mercedes delivered a full press release with statements from Toto Wolff, from Lewis, while Ferrari just went on with a single statement, no mention of Sainz. After that, they tweeted a photo of Sainz, and they said, or sorry, they posted on X a photo of Sainz, and they said, we have one more year to give it everything. So Sainz is in for 2024. He's out in 2025. This is the natural thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I find that obviously this has been brewing. I'm going to suggest that the deal was done when we reported last year. I believe that there was a meeting between Alcon and Hamilton, which was widely reported in the media, but the Italian media too. But then it got shafted off. Now it was nothing big. And I'm sure that was when the deal was done. I think it was very well organized, because, you know, I can't imagine Toto would have taken this news on the chin, but it is what it is. I think we'll talk about the science situation and the open seat at Mercedes on the next video that we're going to do on this. But for now, how it stands is 2025 to Forzi have Lewis Hamilton in the team. And I'm going to ask you this question, because you're a well-known Ferrari aficionado, Tifosi. What are your thoughts on this?
Like I said before, the allure of Ferrari is too strong for any driver to resist. And this applies to Hamilton. And for Lewis to join Ferrari, I think it's a win-win for both of them. You know, Ferrari, despite their failure to win a championship in previous years, they're able to still attract a driver of Hamilton's caliber. So that's a win for Ferrari as a brand, as a name, as a team. And for Lewis, like we all know, he's been driving Ferraris for most of his life. You know, he likes the brand, regardless of whatever he said. And for him to go there now towards the end of his career, because let's be honest, Lewis is in the end of his career. when he starts with Ferrari, he's going to be 40 years old. If he wins with them, everyone's going to say, look, Lewis, at this age, he's still delivering and he goes and he wins with Ferrari. If he doesn't win, most probably, and being a Tifosi, I have to painfully admit it, it's going to be something related to the team, maybe the car, maybe the strategy. So I think it's a win-win for both of them. And the Tifosi love Lewis. So, yeah, welcome to the Red Camp.
Yeah, you know, like I've mentioned, I still might turn into a Ferrari fan. Well, I will for sure be a Lewis Hamilton fan at Ferrari. I think it's a ballsy move. I didn't see it coming. I don't think anyone saw it coming, although I actually didn't even imagine it, to be honest. Well, I'm sure some people did, imagined him in red. It's fantastic news for Formula One. And it's ballsy. It's ballsy of Lewis. He could have stayed in his comfort zone, but it was getting odd, pretty odd and awkward there with George wanting to flex his muscles and he really couldn't step on Lewis's toes. I think Lewis done Mercedes a favor, which we can discuss also in another video. But at the same time, he's done himself a great favor because, you know, all the great world champions want to drive for Ferrari. You know, you've had Mansell there, you've had Prost, you've had Niki Lauda, you've had Michael Schumacher. You know, even Vettel was there and Alonso was there. It completes his journey because, you know, what's very cool is that he's reunited with Fred Vasseur, who was his team principal when Lewis did the GP2 championship and won it, you know. So I think it's a beautiful driver story. I could question Lewis a lot about it, but who am I to? He's the most successful driver in the history of the sport. He's going to earn a hell of a lot of money. And I'm just, I'm delighted that the narrative has turned in this direction. I'm pretty flummoxed by why they released it so early, because as you said, it's going to be super awkward, but riveting stuff. It's riveting stuff as George Russell now is going to take on the opportunity to prove that he's the number one. Carlos Sainz is going to have a bit of a bone of contention with Ferrari, and I'm sure he's a candidate for several top teams. And I think we're in a good time, and thank you, Lewis, and thank you for Ferrari for making this brave move. And I'm going to say this, I hope Ferrari win with Lewis. I really do. And Charles is there, and that's going to be salubrious. The two fastest qualifiers on the planet in the same car. So, man, Ferrari, Lewis, Dankeschön, thank you. Merci, merci beaucoup, everything, mate. It's a beautiful turn in the story, which no one expected. By the way, before I finish on that one, I know for a fact, and I think, I do believe, and I've always believed this, even before the Lewis story, that Ayrton Senna, he died in the Williams, but he wanted to go to Ferrari. And I know there were talks with Luca de Montezemolo, which we reported, that shortly before he died, he was ready to ink a deal to move to Maranello. So Lewis, he's following in great footsteps, and I'm proud of him.
Well, if I may add, you missed the best one. You had to say grazie, mate. It's Italian. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm so not used to saying grazie in Italian, but anyway, grazie. Grazie, Lewis, and grazie, Ferrari. And yeah, man, I think I'm already turning into a Ferrari fan. I mean, you know what? Anyone who can give Max a go, a good Ferrari and Lewis and Charles.
Yeah, I agree. And if I may add, the dynamics between Lewis and Charles is going to be interesting as well. If you remember, maybe in 2007, hopefully it's not the same, because in 2007, we had the young gun, Lewis, up against the seasoned champion, Fernando Alonso, and it was turned out very bad. Hopefully that's not the case with Lewis and Charles, because we also know Lewis is going to Charles's team. It's a fact. This is the situation. So it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic over there. I'm sure Lewis is going to win races with Ferrari. This is a given. He is going to win races with them. A championship, I'm not so sure. And an additional thing as well, now we have two Vasseur proteges at Ferrari. You know, you've got Charles and we've got Lewis. Is he going to favor any of them?
I don't think there's a favorite thing here. You know, you're getting the biggest driver in the sport hitting into your team. Charles going to embrace it because he can now really measure himself against a driver of a high caliber. Not that Carlos Sainz isn't, but he has the benchmark driver, probably still with a lot of good laps in him. It's going to be, yeah, no, I think it's a top-notch move. It's a ballsy move by Lewis, but Lewis is not shy to make big moves. You remember? No one wanted him, the Brits, you, the British media, you know who you are, all of you, didn't want him to leave McLaren for Mercedes, and Lewis moved. and Lewis proved them all wrong. And I hope he proves everybody wrong and he proves me right that Lewis will win a world champion. Put it this way, you guys there at Maranello, you build my driver, Lewis, a good car, a winning car, and my Lewis will deliver for you. Just get make sure you got a winning car, mate, because that Red Bull's far ahead.
2024 is going to be an interesting season. It's going to be a decent build-up for 2025 where all the fun begins. As you said, grazie, Lewis. Grazie, Ferrari.